Sure, we have two. Mine is a circular, and yours is not circular. Okay, Rabbi Stein, shalom to all. I'd like to thank Rabbi Stein for inviting me to share some Divrei Torah in Yanei Mikvos. Originally, it was supposed to be a three-part series. It's going to be a four-part series. A little lapse in between, which Rabbi Bleich is going to give one, but he's going to Argentina, so we'll figure it out how we're going to do it. I'm giving another shiur in Mikvos. That's like a 20-some part series. So don't confuse the packets. That's why those packets I marked J1, J2, J3, J4. These are just 1, 2, you know, so shouldn't be any confusion. So if you happen to get a packet on finding the base medjestand, you think so, don't confuse it. This is Aleph, you know, no J's. J's for the Jews. Okay. So, you know, please feel free to ask, you know, questions. There's not a lecture series, and we have the packets here, and we'll do our best. Okay, see after the Shemaya. Okay, the Torah tells us in Parshas Shemini, Ach Mayin Uvor Mikvav Mayin Yatohar V'Nogeh B'Nivlosim Yitro. So there are two sources of water that the Mishnah speaks about. A mayim and a bor mikveh mayim. So the bor mikveh mayim is rainwater. It's rainwater. So it means you dig a ditch and it rains 40 saw and you fill it up. I mean, you don't fill it up. It gets filled up by itself. And you have your 40 saw from rainwater. But then there's another approach. That's one way of building a mikvah. And then that's what some mikvahs do. They accumulate water on the rooftop, and then it goes down through a system of pipes we'll talk about that are not in the Kabbal Tuma, you mean, and are not, it doesn't have a base kibul, and it channels its way down to the basement where the water is going to collect. That's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is the Mayan method. The Mayan method is that you dig underneath the ground, and you eventually, hopefully, hit into water. And that's called a Mayan. So you have a choice. The Torah gives you two options. One option is the Mekishomim, and one option is the Mayim. Now we'll discuss what's the advantage of one over the other, and we have to also discuss. So if you go to the mikvah, the Washington Heights mikvah, the Teaneck mikvah, this mikvah, so you go to your mikvah. But a lot of times what comes up, and you as rabbis will have this shaila come up, that Ploni is going on a vacation to some island in wherever, and of course she's a nida, but she's going to end the nida, but it's going to be too late to go to the mikveh before they leave on the trip, and of course, you know, a person is with their wife during vacation for the whole day, and she's a nida. That's not the best situation. So therefore, we have to see. Now, thank God, you know, there's Chabad in the world, that they took Achrayus, and, you know, the Rebbe, the first person, I think, I know in history, that Mamish, he took Achrayus for the whole globe. I mean, I'm happy I take Achrayus for my family, for, you know, my shir, whatever, you know, my Dalet Amos, maybe Hey Amos, whatever. But remember, he took Achrayus for the whole globe. So it's something, it's definitely, you know, something to say for that. So Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of mikvos that Chabad made throughout the world. Which now Chabad mikvah we'll talk about as a whole discussion. I happen to be an advocate for Chabad mikveh. There are others that are not, but I think the mainstream shita, leaving out any politics, is that it is kosher mitzvah lechatchila, and we'll talk about that. So ach mayin bor mikveh mayim yator. So the Rashi in Chumash says yetohar. He explains the two pshatim. The first pshat is yetohar means the water's tohar. Meaning, if a sheretz comes into the water doesn't become tameh. Hamuchubarim lekarke ein mekablim tumah. It's going in the water. Now, for us, that usually doesn't make so much of a difference. I mean, the water, who cares about the water? So, I mean, we're not eating taras. The only halachic difference that I can think of, bizman hazeh, is in Hilchas Nida, when a woman has a kesem in the toilet, whether that's considered a kesem adovra mekabel tumah or not, is a whole discussion. And those that learn Nida, we have a whole discussion in the poskim. Whether now, obviously, your toilet is not 40 saw. But it could be a revius, and a revius may have a shame mikvah, it could have certain things, etc. So that's a whole discussion. Whether it's so, that's the relevance issue in Lagabe that. But otherwise, bizman hazeh, there's no. But the other halacha, yetor hatovel behem mitumoso, means yetor is on the gavra. The gavra becomes tor, and this is the source that if a person's tummy goes to the mikvah, becomes tor. Now, why? Now, there are two halachic differences between a mikveh and a mayim. Okay? The Mishnah here, page 5, discussed a little bit in the bottom, has the word ashborim and kolshu. So let me tell you. A mikveh has a shear of memsah. That's a shear, has to be a certain amount of gallons of water, etc. No matter whether we're dealing with a midget or we're dealing with a taller person. Obviously, and the whole person has to fit in. So memsah, we assume everyone will fit in. If not, then it has to be more. But a mayan is mitar b'kol shehu. Meaning, you don't need memsa. So what does it mean to kol shehu? What, for my pinky? No. Kol shehu just means whatever you put in the mayan has to fit in, but it doesn't have to be memsa. So if I fit into 25 saw, that would be good. Many Rishonim hold that mayan kol shehu is only for kalim to mayim, but not for adam. That's a big machlokas haposkim. So, okay. But a mikvah is metaher the memsah, but it has to be stagnant water, bashvor. Can't be flowing. And that we can see in the future shear. That's like one of the big things, especially Rabbi Bishul. You have to be aware if there's a leak. So then you have to call. You have to call because that could be a psul's chila. And according to most poskim. The din zechila is a din de oraisa. There are some. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he discusses maybe it's the rabbanon, and the Chazanish gets angry at him and says, "You, no one could say that. It's not, you know, some things, you know, it's not nitan layomer the Chazanish to say that it's a din de oraisa. It's a din de oraisa. So a mikvah is arboim saw, stagnant water, dashborin, mayim." Is kol shehu, except for the shitas that hold you need memsah for adam, but it could even be zochlin. It could even be flowing water. Now, the Vilna Gaon, and this I spent the whole shiur today in the regular, but we're not going to spend 5 minutes saying over this Vilna Gaon now. The Vilna Gaon. See if I can find it. The Vilna Gaon says that I'll show you to the beginning. It's a Dresh Aleph Sivkot and Vav in Mikvos. If you want to see it inside, I think it's in the packet somewhere here. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, it's on page 27. Yes, sir.
The mind
I can't hear you. The Pashup, so the Pashup shot, I would think, is that that it could even be Zochu. Now, the Vilna Gaon has this brilliant Chiddush. It's based on the Rivosh. And it's, again, you can spend hours and hours talking about this, but let me just tell you the Tamtzis HaDvarim. Vilna Gaon says that these two halachas, these two distinctions between the mikveh and the mayim, are not just two separate distinctions. It's havo hatalia. Because the Vilna Gaon, based on the Tshuvas Rivosh, which we're not going to get into in detail, the Tshuvas Rivosh has a klal based on Rishonim, etc., that any time water is moving, it's zocha. Just like there's a Mishnah in Taurus and says katafras ain't no people. That if you have water running down a hill, a mountain, gushing water, it's not a chibur. So the pashup shot, it means because it's on a hill and it's running down. So the Rivosh says, forget the hill. As long as the water's in motion, it's ain't no chibur. There's no chibur between the water. Right? The water's in motion, so there's no chibur. So Zochlin, by definition, is a katafras. Okay? So the Vilna Gaon says a beautiful word. And he says it like a couple of times in the Sefer, but here's one of them. And he says that a mikvah has a shear, memsah. So it needs a chibur of the memsah. So that's why it has to be bashbarin. Because if it would be Zochlin, there would not be, even though technically it's there, physically, but if it's moving, al pidin, that's not a chibur, then you won't have memsah. Even though memsah is there, but al pidin, it's not mechubert one to another. Masha'enkein amayon, that doesn't need a shear, the memsah, only kol shehu, so then it could even be metaher, the Zochlin. So that's it. So this became a famous, but it can help you remember the halachas and the. Okay, and so that's the Vilna Gaon. Now, so let me tell you. So when a person in part of the upkeep of a mikveh, one has to make sure that there's no leak. And we're going to discuss what's the shear. That's next year, about how much leak is a problematic. There's a concept. The Shulchan Aruch says that a zechila hanikeres is a problem. A zechila she'ena nikeres is not a problem.
So the zechila is really absorbed and having a shear.
Right. A zechila. That's why there's a machlokas rishonim, whether if you have a zechila l'malam imem. Right, there are 2 days in the poskim. So the Vilna Gaon says, what's pshat in the shita that if the crack is lamal mimem saw, it's okay. Why is it okay? The answer is because the whole din is a shia. I have my shia. But that's the Vilna Gaon. Okay, now let me tell you like this. So in the upkeep of a mikvah, you want to what? You want to make sure that you keep your mikvah. That you shouldn't have. I mean, because it shouldn't be leaking. Because you come back, you see it's leaking. It's a problem. Could be a problem. Could be, or any zechila she'ein nikeres ultimately can become a zechila. You know, you don't want to wait till it's too late. You know what I mean? You to keep up your mikvah. Okay, now. But l'chora, if you have a mayan. Then you could, maybe be a little easy. Mayan. What could go, you know, even if it's, the whole thing could be flowing. So it's not so pashut. So let me tell you 2 things. So many years ago, when I was learning mikvos in the Kol Elyon in the middle 80s, so I wanted to go around and see some things, see some mikvahs here and there. So one of the places I went was Passaic, New Jersey. Before Passaic was what today, before everyone started moving to Passaic, it was before the whole world was moved there. You know, my friend Rabbi Eisenman, you know, was there, but the whole world didn't get there yet. So Rabbi Hirth, anyone knows the name Rabbi Hirth, Rabbi Heshi Hirth in Passaic is synonymous. So we made up a point, myself and Yossi Frager, head of the Avichai Foundation, we were Chavrusas together. And so we made an appointment to see the mikveh. So he told us, Rabbi Hirth, when they built the mikveh in Passaic, they got the water from underneath the ground. They don't use rainwater. They got it underneath the ground. And it wasn't simple. He tells his whole story. They kept digging, and there was nothing there. They went to the Rosh Hashiva and said, maybe we should chuck the idea. So he said, no, keep digging. And then he gave the shear. After the shear, it's still nothing there. Then they went back to him. Keep digging. And they finally hit the water. So you'd say, oh, Passaic, they have a Maya. So no, Passaic doesn't have a Maya. So why doesn't Passaic have a Maya? So let me tell you a couple of things about a Maya. You see, the water was so deep that they got, they have to pump it up. So that's called a Mayan Shehufsak. In other words, it's no longer connected to its original source. So therefore, even though it's Mayan water, you can have Mayan water, but you won't have the coolers of Mayan anymore. In other words, you want to have Mayan water, you can have Mayan water. But it's not a Mayan anymore. It's not a Mayan. Okay? So, now why would they... We'll talk about that a different time. But once the poskim and the Mishnah, according to most poskim, a Mayan Shehufsak, it's a Mishnah about water went into the Brecha and then it was Hufsak. So a Mayan Shehufsak is not a Mayan. That's number one. So if it's Hufsak, not a Mayan. Then we have another halacha. That's a Tosefta. On page, Tosefta. The Mishkanus Yaakov and the Marit and the whole thing here. So let me tell you what this is all about. You see, let me ask you a question. Here's the question. When you dig underneath the earth and you finally get your water, right? How do you know? And this is the big question the post can deal with. How do you know that that's Mayan water? Maybe it's what the Mishnah calls metamtzius. In other words, maybe it was either rainwater that was coming from the mountains and soaked the earth, or you could have an adjacent body of water, and it's coming through from the side. So how do you know? And if it's authentically, so the Tosefta says, I don't know if I see it, but the Tosefta says that if you're chofer, samuch lenahar, or samuch liyam, so then you can't assume the water is what? Is a mayim. Because maybe, now you'll tell me, but a yam itself, we'll talk about momentarily, is a Mayan. So even if it came from the other way, so the Mishkanos Yaakov says, but it came through the ground, and it probably doesn't have a whole shofar tzadot of two fingers that's machaber it, so mele it's hufsak. So just because you got water, what? From the ground, doesn't mean it's Maymayin. And therefore, you can't necessarily say, oh, I could be Mako. I have my Kula. It's a Mayan, so it could be Zocha. Because, and that's why the Satmar Rebbe paskind in Williamsburg, anything they do in Williamsburg, is the East River, it's right there, they can't use, assume that they get coolers of Mayan.
So what's our redefinition of Mayan then?
So 1 second, so I'll explain. So Mayan is the water coming underneath the ground, but the Marit and the Mishkanos Yaakov here on page 8 say that, but you have to know, you can't be, if it's nearby another body of water, even though that body of water itself might be a Mayan, like a Yam or something like that, but it's already going to go through the Karka, and then it's going to be disjoint, and it won't be a Mayan, it'll be called Meitamsius, which is rainwater that's not a din Mayan. In fact, the Mishkanos Yaakov on page 8 quotes a fascinating thing. He says, really, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Everything is in Chumash. He says, what does it say in Chumash? And Tarshish told us, page 35. So what was the fight? What was the fight? What were they fighting about? So says the Rabbi, you know what they're fighting about? So after Yitzchak say, we dug. So we got water. It's in our property. It's a Mayan. It's our water. So, but the Roy Grar say no. We own the Nachal from the side. So who says that it came from underneath the ground? Maybe it came Lanu Hamayim. And that's what the Mishkanos Yaakov says on page 8. That's the same idea that of the Tosefta. That if you chofer samach the chofer samach Lamayim. So the Marit, Mishkanos Yaakov say, you can't assume. So when could you assume? So if it's not samach, some poskim give shiurim, you know exactly. But there is in the Lechem V'Simla on page 12. He says the following. The Lechem V'Simla is the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, right? Or Shlomo Gansri. He wrote many svarim. Keses HaSofer. He wrote many svarim. I don't know. When I was growing up, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was like a classic, you know, sefer people learned. And you know, when I learned halacha, I went to Yeshiva Flavish, so I'll mention to my Rebbe, Rabbi Avram Gansvi, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan Wasson, and he was, you know, then, you know, modern orthodoxy didn't produce, you know, Rebbeim at that point. It was before, so the Rebbeim that we had were European. My 8th grade Rebbe was a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan. My 6th grade Rebbe was a new Revel. You know, it was a whole different world. It was a whole different world. But, you know, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Mr. Brewer, that was a classic. So Rav Shlomo Gansri wrote a lot of classical svarim. So the most famous is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And then if you learn Nida Mikvos, then you look a little in the Lechem V'Simla. And then if you learn Safras, then you look at the Keses HaSofer. All his svarim. So he writes, it's really what he's quoting from the Gidulei Tara, which is a classical sefer. He says, there are simanim to know whether the water that is made mikvah or made mayim. So he writes, he says, you know, here, you want to see it inside, I didn't show you the Tosef inside, second line of page 12 on the left. Yisib etosef the Rambam achofer, v'tzad hayam, tzad hanar, mokom ebeitim, harihim, k'mei tamtzis. Shulaposhka, right. So therefore, it's made tamtzis, it's not made mayim. Then he writes the second line, lo mizbarer, at hecha nikra samuch. Right, it's not. So some posts can try to give shiurim, you know, but it's not clear. Vasimanim lahavkim heim ayin, shein heim bokim derech neviyam nilmata lamala. In other words, if it's shooting up, that's lachora a sign that it's mayim coming from underneath the ground, as opposed to if it's coming from the side. It's like, you know, you dig and now it's shooting up. As Rabbi Nachum Rosenberg told me, it's like a twirl, like a swirl, twirl, and it goes up in my mind. And it has a constant flow. And if it goes, comes between, from the rock. In other words, coming through the rock. That's those are some simonim. Rav Nachum Rosenberg is a big mikveh person. He told me that he has a mahalach. I think he said Rav Shlomo Zalman agreed to him that you can go to a lab, and if you test the water, because the mei mayan has minerals in it, the mei geshamim don't. So he says he takes when he builds a mikveh, he wants to know exactly what he's dealing with. He goes to the local hospital, and he says, "I have water. And please check it for me and give me a report on this water." And they give him a report. In fact, he told me that he had a maisa. Again, he's a Jew who deals with the whole globe. You know, if you're in the mikveh business, you know, it's all over. You know, it's a whole different. So he said like this. He went in the summer to Uman. Now Uman is an interesting place because Rosh Hashanah, it's full with people, but usually the klal is in Uman, the men go, the women don't go. You know what it says. Elul is ani l'Uman v'ishti l'bayit or l'vad. You know, so the women are not so much in Uman, but sometimes the women go. So he told the Maisa, so he has to make mikvos in Uman for the women. So he got ready. So the problem was that the Mei Geshamim mikveh, the Mei Geshamim, it didn't rain enough. So he didn't have. So this woman was Motzai Rosh Hashanah. She was there in Uman. She wanted to go to mikveh. So the other option was to trek several hours to Kiev. She said, "You don't want to go to Kiev. Who wants to go to Kiev if you're in Uman? You're going to schlep to Kiev." So she wanted a mikveh there in Uman. It was Motzai Rosh Hashanah. So he had for her a mayan. So mayan doesn't have to rain. He was able to make some from before. He had a mayan that was. So he says he tests the water, and if the water has a mineral content to it, so that's a simon that would be okay, but again these simanim are not necessarily, you know, so that's why we try not to, you know, use the coolers of mayan so much, because you know, you always have this chashash of the tosefta of so, unless it's totally not samuch and you have the simanim, you know, you have to have a horah because there could be a schila. For example, in a certain community, you see most Mayans, a lot of Mayans, I'll take it as a hufsuk, right? Like in Passaic and other places. In other words, they don't have a real Mayan. But in some places, as Rosenberg pointed out, they have a real Mayan, like in Square, right, in Tosh, right, in Montreal, they have a real Mayan. It's a real football. They have some real Mayans. So in one community, I want to say, Rabbi Chaim Kalman Klein, who's all from Kiryas Yoel, was telling me that in a certain community, he was a little bit nervous, he told me, because they use a Mayan, but he says that what happened? Motzai Shabbos. What's with Motzai Shabbos? Because Motzai Shabbos, everyone is doing the dishes and doing the laundry, so there's a lot of water. And the mayan is starting to go down, and it's a chashash of zechila. So he said, in that community, the psak is that we have a mesorah that this is a mayan, it goes through the rock, and we're somech that this is a mayan. And even if it goes down a little, we're gonna
we're going to be using. He told me, you know, he was a little nervous because of all this other. But there's certain communities saying we have a Mayan, we have our Simonim, and we have our Mesorah, and that's it. So he said, Motzai Shabbos was a time that such a Shaila, you know, came up. Yeah, Mark, did you want to say something?
No, I just want to ask Rebbe, in terms of, I guess Rebbe addressed this, just because the water has minerals, maybe you could have picked it up just from a few feet away.
Yeah, okay, I mean, it could be that whatever mineral content it has, he would know by how much it is, whether it's just, you know, really coming from, you know.
Say if it was Mayan Shehufsuk, so then how is it good? Because it's not
it's
a
good, because Mayan Shehufsuk is a mikvah. It's a mikvah.
So why would it not be real Mayan?
Because it's not mechuber to its source anymore. Its source was so many feet down. So theoretically, maybe they could have built, you know, that you go 100 feet down into the, but they didn't do that. They just pumped it up, so it could
doesn't
be.
Matter.
What?
Doesn't matter.
Actually. In other words, what's the advantage of having a real Mayan? So I'll tell you in a second. What's the advantage of having a real Mayan?
Why does the water level of the Mayan going down when people use the water in their taps indicate that it's not really a Mayan?
No. That's causing a potential zechila.
Why would that be a problem if it's a Mayan?
Right. So if it's a Mayan, it wouldn't be a problem. But we're saying that it's not so pashut that you could be so mech that something's a Mayan, because maybe you have the chashash of the Tosefta that the Yechofer Somach. So and it's not 100% borer. What's the gather? So some posts can give a shear, and it has to be a certain amount. And the Lechem is similar, is quoting from the Gedulei Tara, that maybe we have some simonim. And Rabbi Rosenberg has this thing with the mineral, you know what I mean? To try to. That's the idea. Okay. Okay. There is a Mishnah on page 9. Kol Hayamim Kimikveh. What's the status of an ocean? So there's a different shittas, but bottom line, we paskin that an ocean is a mayan. It's a mayan. So this is very relevant. When you're on vacation, it's always best to, you know, tell somebody to know how to deal with their vacation and the mikveh cycle. You know, that's always an important thing, to know whether there's a mikveh or where they're going. And but sometimes, you know, you hear these things, people going to these, you know, places that, and we'll talk about these natural places. So if it's an ocean, so an ocean is a Mayan. The different shittas in the Mishnah, but that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. And that's why the Mishkan Os Yaakov says, HaChofer B'tzah Hayam, is a chashash of Mei Tamsius. That's only because maybe it's coming from the ocean, but it's hufsak on the way. So that's one thing. So an ocean is a Mayan. So that's good to know, because a woman, and there's a halacha that we know in Hilchas Nida that a person is tovel needs somebody to watch. You know, you can't. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch has a din of if you have some loose thing on your head, you know, that keeps the. But lamaisa, you need some. You should get someone to watch. So that's why we have a mikveh lady in the mikveh. The Noda Yehuda has a tshuva where he says that the husband could be the mikveh lady if. You know, so that's how sometimes you need to do that in a situation where you're stuck on the. Okay, so now let's talk about lakes. So that's the ocean. The ocean is a mine. Good. Again, I tell you, the best always is to go to the real mikveh. You know, a regular mikveh, Chabad mikveh, whatever. You know, because. You know, it's more private, it's more this, you know, okay, you know, assuming it's under proper hechsher, etc., that's obviously the best to go. But I'm telling you, there's so many situations where people somehow, the cycle got messed up, or the trip, and this and that, and And so we have to know the this could be very helpful to the alternate form. So the Mayan is the what's a lake? So I was speaking today with Reb Chaim Talman Klein from here. We were discussing lakes. He came to Barashah once to look at so a lake is geshomer. So the two things you have to make sure by a lake is what? Is number one, that there shouldn't be a zechila, right? In other words, when it's not a windy day, and it's stagnant, so it's not a zechila. And then you have to also, as he pointed out, Rabbi Klein, some lakes were man-made, and the water's just coming in through pipes, and it's all shuvim. And then that wouldn't be good, according to some Midaraisa and Rabban. So that has to be. I remember in the old days in Morashah I used to come early, I used to come early. The camp would start on Thursday, I would come Sunday, those days. You got to learn a lot before the whole oilum came. So part of that was that sometimes they would have a shipment of new knives and forks and this, so they needed to tovel. So we used to, or we told us to, we toveled it in the lake, assuming that the lake is a din of a mikvah. It's a mega shaman, but you have to make sure, as Rabbi Nachman Rosenberg always points out, that it's not coming in through any, that it's not, it's rainwater, not coming in through pipes, that could be checked out.
Even if there's some rainwater coming in through pipes, presumably the lake is still going to be much more rainwater than ever coming through the pipes.
It depends. Sometimes the whole thing could be. It depends. You have to see what the metzius is. Now, in the more recent years in Morashah, they made an actual, partition. So it's a private. You're in like a box. You're in a thing like that. So this way, there's no hashash of zechila because it's confined. But a lake. But he was telling me that. But some people are tovel in situations they're tovel in a lake that is not confined necessarily. So those things are the checklist of knowing to that there's not a zechila and it's not from pipes has to be confirmed. To use it. Now,
the partition would take care of the problem of Mayim Shuvim too? If it was
No. Right. If it's Mayim Shuvim, the partition is not gonna help. It's Mayim Shuvim. Right. So right. Yeah.
What's stealing? It's like seeping through the ground.
Right, so that's the next year we're gonna speak about what's called Zechila Hanikaris and what's called Zechila Shein Hanikaris. So it's talking about pastors that Schiel Hanikaris is a problem, Schiel Shein Hanikaris is not a problem. The only goal is Machmir, even though Schiel Shein Hanikaris. But the Iker Sheik is the Shulchan Aruch, Schiel Hanikaris, as Moshe points out, is the problem.
How do you collect the Meg Shamim collected in like pot and pan from that and you split it?
No. That's exactly what you don't do.
Right.
Because then your mikvah will be puzzled.
So you have to literally like have it, or
in other words, it's collected on top of the roof, and then it's directed into the pipe that won't make it shuvim, and into the area that it's going to collect down in the ground. Yeah.
Are there some lakes that are made from Mayan?
I don't know. You mean there can be? Oh, so he pointed out to me that there's some. Rabbi Cohen said that there's some places that there could be a Mayan underneath the lake, and it could be mechuber. That's another factor that could be okay. Let's talk about rivers for a second. Rivers. What's the story with the river? So a river is like this. Rivers flow. Rivers flow. So there is rivers flow. So the big question about river is
It's a Sugya Nedarim on page 16. So rivers flow. So this is the clock. This is a simple plow, and we'll see how everyone relates to it. Rivers flow. So if it's a Mayan, you're good. If it's not a Mayan, so the Gemara says, well, it depends what type, what part of the year you're in. Whereas if you're post-winter, Nisan. So Nisan is the time that everything is melted already, is melting. And it's full of the snow that melted. So there's more what? Megishamim, because all the snow on this is now melting. And now the rivers are filled with what? Megishamim. So one opinion in the Gemara, we're going to see in the Dorim on page 16 and 17, you follow the Rov. You follow the Rov. It depends on the season of the year. If the Rov is Megishamim, then it's no good. Because the river is flowing. So there's no good. So that's no good. So if it's part of the season where you don't have rainwater, so then it's a Mayan. Most of the river is coming from the Mayan water. It's good. But if it's part of the... So that's what the Gemara says here. The Amar Ravin, on page 16. Amar Rav, Mitra b'marava sada rabba pras. Right? In other words, if you have rain in Eretz Yisrael, so how do you know it was raining in Eretz Yisrael? Because of the Euphrates, the pras, is going to be full. It's going to be full. So that's a raya that it rained, and now all the water, and therefore... That's a siman that you can't use the river in this season. Upliga de Shmuel. The Omer Shmuel Nara Mikipe Misbarach. So Shmuel says no. That you always win. You'll always have more Mayan than you have mikveh. And the Ran quotes this Gemara in Tainus on page 18, where the Gemara says, Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elozer, Eilucha Tipa Milmala. She ain't home yotze lekrosso shlosha tvachim. In other words, for every tipa of rain that comes, then the whole more mayan that induces more mayan to come out. So the Shmuel Shita is whatever season you always win. You're always a winner. You'll always have more mayan than you have mikvah. So that's great. So according to Shmuel, so that's the machlokes. That's the machlokes. One shita says it depends on the season, and when it's more rain than this, then you assume the rain won, and then it's no good because it's flowing. But Shmuel says no, not mayim mikipim is barach, and then the Ran quotes this gemara in Tainus that ein lecha tipa milmala that causes more tipos to come milmata. So there's a big question. So how do we paskin on this? So the Shulchan Aruch, because there's a big nafkamina. Can you use it only certain seasons when that it's not there wasn't rainwater there recently or not? Or could you use it the whole year? So the Shulchan Aruch passes Reish Aleph Beis that it depends on the Rov. Okay, and brought for four lines around. Rabu may b'shamil may nar, ain't a mitarim b'zochlin. So it's no good. So the only way it'll be good is, he quotes the Rambam, that if you make like a partition, like they do in Marashah, like to keep the water stationary, but stam, you go into a nar, it's not going to be good. The Rabbeinu Tam, he paskin like the other shita, like Shmuel, nar mikipim misbarach. So Mamela, according to him, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can use it the whole year round. So, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass it like that. But the Ramah quotes the Marik on page 20. He says, V'chein nochan nuharus v'hachmir, you should be machmir. He says, because of Yesh Lachmir Aval Yesh Matirin. And then he says, Yesh Matirin. That's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Litbol Benaris Kol Hashana. Af b'shas ha'gishamim, b'afshar shlovim. Even if it's in the rainy season, in the season where the snow is melting, the Rabu Hanotfim, Notfim is the Gishamim word, Al Azochlan Bishum Ikav Gidul Hanar Hu Mimkom Mikorah. Because the Mayan always wins out. Hey Nogu Barov Hamakomus, the Mokum Shein Mikvah. Vein Limchos Biat Hanokim, the Hokyok, Yeshlahim Amai, Amisha Yismoku. So that's. So Rav Chaim Kalman told me he only, you know, would tell someone to rely on this real, you know, b'shas hadchak, that there's no, you know, because again, this is, I mean, there was a shita, you know, minhag that they did rely on it, but we, you know, this is not from the, you know, like you said, like an ocean, that's glatt, you know, that's good, you know what I mean? That's a Mayan, it's good, you have, it's always going to be Mayan and this. A river, you do have the shita, so if there's a big tzorach, there's Rav Nachum Rosenberg said, he wants to ask Rav Avad Yosef, he said, so what about the Sephardish women, could they, it's the Ramah. So he said to him, but Marik was a Sephardi, so you, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the question of Matthias. Oh. So now let's take a look in the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Shabbos and in the Dorim and all over. Let's see if you look at it on page 13. Yeah, look on page 17, it's more clear. Yeah, page 17 at the top, the last word on the line. Avua de Shmuel, Avad Lehu Mikvos Lebante, Biyom Nisan, Umafzi Biyom Tishrei. So he says, Avua de Shmuel, he made mikvahs for his daughters in the month of Nisan, and Mafzi Biyom Tishrei. So what exactly does that mean? So the general point, the way that if you look in the Ran, in the Dorim, here, Avod Shmuel, you see on page 17, Avod Shmuel, Ovid Lehu Lebante Mikvoz Biyom Tishna, Shepnei Chei Choshesh Laf Pshar Shlogim, Lo Yam Manichim Litbol Bezochro. In other words, In Yomid Nisan, that's already when the Naros are not good. Right? So what he would do was he would build them private mikvahs in their house. In other words, he told them, in Nisan time, don't go to the Nar. You know, private mikvahs. It's like, you know, this Rabbi David Miller. Nothing to do with from San Francisco, he wrote the book *The Secret of the Jew*. They have like 15 copies in the library. You know, he teaches you how to build a mikvah in your own home because he wanted people to go to mikvah. They don't want to go to mikvah, so he said, "But if I can tell you how to do it in your own home, would you go?" So then so obviously we'll see this. Is he so? And this is a big question, and we don't follow this. Our big yisod in mikvahs is that all tap water is my issue. That's the premise that we work with, because it's all types of water tanks that it went through, etc. But there is a minority view, that says, we do a car, we'll see in a future packet, and note that these came in world for the karka, and they bought a lot of karka, and they don't make a din of shoot. There is a shoot like that, the gedulei para, and it's usually not an accepted view, but I guess his attitude was, if they're not going to do anything, let at least them follow. So he showed you how you can make an in your thing. You build a little box. You don't put a box with a floor in because you don't want to have a kibble, but a little thing
you know, and you turn on the faucet, you fill it up, and you just go in, finish. And he said for $2.50, he could build himself a private mikvah, and that's what his that's what he tried to espouse.
You want those indoor pools thing, or like a bath?
You don't have to be so indoor pools. You know, very simple. Just right here, you have a little faucet, and you build a. You don't put a bottom to the box, but you just put one piece of wood here, one piece of wood here, and you can just, and then the water is walking. But you have to assume that's good. That's not my shuvim. So I don't think he did that. You know, he, you know, Avuah de Shmuel wasn't right by David Miller in the stand from San Francisco. So he just built his daughters mikvah because he didn't want it to go in the nar. But Lot, what did he do for them? In Tishrei? What did he do for them? Mafzi. So what is Mafzi? What is Mafzi? Mats. Because in Yom Tishrei they were going to go into what? Into the nar. So then, but it's all muddy. So he's a nice guy. He made mats for his daughters so they could go on the mats. And that's what he did. Because that part of the year, it was Rove what? Rove Mayan. So it was okay. Okay. Now, one thing you have to realize about this run is that we don't pass him like this run. Why? Because it's brought down in Hilchos Tefillah, in Hilchos Megillah, and this is something that you have to be aware of if you're going to ever go, if your wife is ever going to go to the ocean. And if you wouldn't have known this halacha, you know, it's a chitsh. So either you know it or you don't know it. And that is, you're not allowed to be tovel on something that's makabel tovel. So we paskin that in Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Tevila, that anything that if you have a mat, it's a pasul tevila. So that, not all rishonim hold from that. So obviously the Ran, you know, when he was explaining this gemara, he didn't hold from that. One second. So obviously there has to be another pshat for the rishonim that hold it, because in Shulchan Aruch. The psach is that it's no good. It says beferish and shulchan aruch. So therefore, in other words, you would think, of course, what's wrong with doing a mat? I'm totally, you know, submerged and everything. But it's a gzeira. It's a gzeira derabbanan. So either you heard of it or you didn't hear of it. It doesn't work with the regular rules. It's a gzeira derabbanan. So you know about the gzeira. You don't know about the gzeira. So some rishonim don't have this gzeira. But the Shulchan Aruch paskin that we have this gzeira. So you got to make sure that when you're going to be tovel in wherever, you know, whatever thing, the lake or the river or the ocean, you're not going to have mafzi, because we don't hold like this. Oh, the Rambam has a different shita in mafzi. The Rambam learns that mafzi is the partitions. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch, so it works out well, because the Shulchan Aruch is shitasa. Because when it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you can't use the river, it says in certain seasons, unless you put up a partition. Where does that come from, the partition? That's the Rambam's interpretation of Mafzi. Mafzi is an amount of mat, but Mafzi is the partition to go this way, you'll be secluded, and therefore the water where you are is steady. It's not so.
Why do they need that? Why do they need it to be stationary?
Because he was still choshesh. For the tzchil.
Why didn't he do that during Nisan also?
No, it was part of the year part of the year there was so much water that he could build mikvahs from that water into other, to the overflow into other things, I think he kept the mission says. Uh-huh. But this part of the year that anybody was going to do it, there weren't enough water to overflow into a mikvah, they were going to go into the nar, but it's still chashash of tzchila, so he put that. But the point being is that the Shulchan Aruch is l'shitasa, because the Shulchan Aruch holds that mafsi you can't use. You can't be tovel on mafsi. That's the Xeris Mechatzos, that you come to be tovel in a kli. Okay? Good.
rivers are totally on the Lucius of being from Mayan or being from a shaman. Why can't we just figure that out to Kamasa?
I mean, if it's a scientific thing,
yeah.
I mean, who's right? Is Shmuel right? Or is, right, okay, that's a good question. Or is it a Metzius thing, Ein Lecha Tipa, or is it a vort that it's a turf vort, like some have said. Like, this is the Mayan's turf. So I'll pee din, the Mayan always, you're on my turf, you don't win on my turf. So may, you know, I mean, there's a concept like that some want to explain. So if that's the right, then a lab is not going to help for the turf. One second. Now take a look on page 13. There's another pshat. In this, because in other words, like I was just schmoozing with like Moshe Ashen the other day. He said like this Avod Shmuel. In that one story, well, so many dinim of mikvos. You know, he said when he was learning by the Rav and they were doing. Okay. So he says. There is a concept in halacha, the pasuk in Chumash, of a zav. Of a zav. A zav is a man who had an emission, but it's not the regular emission of semen. That it's a choly that it's different in what comes out of him. It's a different texture, different of what comes out, and it creates a tumma, right? And the pasuk says in page 2 in Parshas Metzora, "Shechiyitar hazov mizovo, v'sofer lo shivas yomim." V'chibes begod v'chatz mizovo b'mayim chayim v'toyer. So a zov needs mayim chayim. So mayim chayim is a mayim. Maybe it's more than a mayim, but it's definitely a mayim. In other words, a zov cannot just go to a mikvah. He has to go to a Mayan, and it has to be maybe even a flowing Mayan. You know, Mayan Chaim. Now, that's only a Zav, right? What about a Zava? Now, we treat all our ladies today as Suffolk Zavas. Even though they're probably just Nidas, because right, we know the halacha is Midaraisa, a Nida only needs 7 days, Midaraisa. She can bleed for 5 days, you just need 2 more days, and you go to the mikvah. You don't need Zayin Nikim. But we treat all our women as Suffolk Zov. Good. But the Pashtus is, this Chumrah of the Torah, of Mayim Chayim, is only for a Zov. Not for a Zova. Right? The Pashtus was only by a Zov. A Zova could go to a regular mikvah. Right? It's only Chumra Beza. But Azov, Dafka can't go to make a shom. He has to Dafka go to a type of Mayan. But there is a Shita of Rabbeinu Halevi, and Rashi quotes it from his Rebbeim several times, that says on page 13 in Rashi and Shabbos, it's Rashi and Bechoris, many different places, that a Zava also needs Mayim Chayim. Ooh. So the Zava also needs Mayim Chayim. So now, and we're going to treat our ladies today as Zavas, so there are no Beit Gashamim and no Pesach Mikveh either. You have to go to Pupa or Skver or Tosh or to get a real Mayan. Now, what did they say, Rabosav? So Rabosav, you look here, and you look in the Rashi and Bechoris, he explains like this, that he insisted that, in other words, that Avuah Shmuel, the way Rabosav Shorashi, the Rabbeinu Halevi and Rabosav Shorashi explain, is that they always went to Mayim Chayim. So therefore, Ovid Mikvos B'yom HaNisan, because Yom HaNisan you couldn't go into the, you couldn't, it was too much Megisham there. So he built a separate mayan. You look Rashi and Bechoris, it's involved, it's even clear, it's clearer. He built a separate mayan in the house for the for his daughters. So that in Yom HaNisan. In Yom HaTishrei they can go to the Naras and they'll have their good mayan. Because it's Rove, it's not Megisham there. But in Yom HaNisan, and that was the, and that was his. So some people want to be machmir for this shita. There's a shita's habach, and maybe midrabanan. Maybe it's not a din deraisa, but maybe it's the din derabanan. The bach here on page 15, he says near the sfirah the hadras the hachul the dovu shvo. Have a gav the deraisa in zavatun in mayim chaim, but maybe mikol moko maybe midrabanan. Maybe midrabanan you need it. So that's part of the reason of the being that some people have a heeder to do a mayim because they want to be choshish for this opinion. The people that want to do mayim shehufsak is obviously if they Rabbi Rosenberg thought maybe even mayim shehufsak might be good to fulfill this opinion. That's a question, but that's another way of understanding the Gemara that he made mayonos in the house for them. You know, like Rabbi Rosenberg made an uman for the woman, he made mayonis. So he made mayonis because she can't go to the river, and in Yom HaTishrei they can go out to the river. The only thing is that they will ask is there's a beferish of Tosefta. Let's take a look. There's a beferish of Tosefta in Megillah on page 6. The Feirish of Tosefta, that what? That a Zav needs Mayim Chayim, a Zava does not. So everyone asks, it's very nice, the Rabosav Shal Rashi, the Rabbeinu Halevi, this Shita, but it's against the Tosefta. So some want to say that the Tosefta needs to be the Raisa, but maybe this din is only the Rabbanan. And there's an approach, I forget who said, maybe Rav Yaakov Emden, maybe, one of them maybe says, one of their Achronim says, and this is, the Marsham has a whole tshuva about this. And that's the concept, you can write a whole, the scholars love Tosefta. If you're a scholar, you got to be into Tosefta. You know, somehow the scholars are into Tosefta. So you can write a whole doctorate, you know Professor Lieben, Tosefta. The scholars are into Tosefta. So there's a whole thing, we're going to end on that, I apologize, I'm going to go a little bit. But the Marsham is a whole tshuva about a lot. Toseftas that don't appear in Shas, what is their status? Because this, you know, there's a whole Ein Bains. You all learn Megillah, Ein Bain this, Ein Bain that. So this Ein Bain, part of it, you know, is, but this part of the Ein Bain didn't make it into the Shas Bavli. So maybe, it shows its Shabbos, shows its, there's a Marsham in, when we're learning, there's a Shita that's brought down that maybe a Kesem is only on the Big Day Ha'isha, not on the Big Day Ha'bal. But there's a Beferish of Tosefta that says that it could be even on the Begadah. So the Marsham discusses that. And he goes through his Bekiyas all through Shas of Toseftas that were not quoted in Shas and in Rush. And there's a whole interesting topic. If you have to write a dissertation for something, maybe that could be a good topic. Toseftas that aren't found in Shas and why, and therefore we don't paskin maybe like the. So that's the question. So this Tosefta was not in Shas, so that bolsters that other opinion. But Lamaisa Al-Halakha, we hold that, you know, women go in rainwater, so it might be a heder or something like that to go have Mayim Chayim, etc. Okay, so that is today's shir, the basic yesodos of a mikvah, Mayim, and then all the applications of the ocean, river, and lakes, etc., and the various halachas. I think the next shir is about zechila, right? What exactly is the psul? Because that's an important thing to know. How much zechila is zechila, and things of that nature. And then we have Mayim Shuvim. We'll see as it comes. Okay, very good.